Specials podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, welcome along to another week of the Specials podcast. Every week we look at the X Factor and the Strictly Come Dancing betting in the company of Strictly expert Andy Holding. He'll be giving you his best tips very soon. And reality trader here at William Hill, Rob Dixon, looking at all things X Factor. Love you to get involved as well, of course. You can get in touch with Rob on Twitter at reality_Rob. But without further ado, let's kick it off with Andy Holding's thoughts on this week's Strictly Come Dancing betting.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. It is semi-final week, so tension will be running high as the final four contestants bid for the final and get their hands on the glitter ball. As predicted last week, Judge Rinder bit the bullet as he went out at the quarter final stage. But we're left with the Fab Four. We've got Claudia and AJ, we've got Danny and Oti, Louise, Kevin and Ori and Joanne. Probably the best four couples we've ever had standard-wise at this stage of the competition. So it's all going to be down to who gets their act together and who dances the best in front of the judges. Now, unfortunately, I don't really know the most vital bit of information which will tip the balance in the favour of one or the other here, because I'm pretty sure that either Claudia and AJ or Ori and Joanne will be up for the chop this week. But whether there's going to be a dance-off or whether it just goes straight to public vote is obviously the key component to find out the value here. Because if it's just down to pure dancing, I think Ori and Joanne doing the quick step and, of course, the showy Argentine tango, they will have a massive advantage just on pure scoring and danceability, because Claudia and AJ, unfortunately, have got the dreaded rumba and also the quick step as well. So, strictly speaking, I do think Ori and Joanne have got a massive advantage this week, particularly as the quick step as well is Joanne Clifton's favourite dance of all the 12 dancers that they dance in the competition. So that's the problem I faced. I do think actually Ori is value this week to stay in. And if I was going to look for a bet, then obviously Claudia and AJ would be the bet to go, because they've both as well been in the dance-off as well prior to tonight. So at some stage or another, the public have fallen out of love with either of these two couples. So if it's down to pure dancing, I think Ori and Joanne will stay in. If it's down to the public, then perhaps the more popular pair in Claudia and AJ will stay in this weekend. But for this week, I do think Ori and Joanne have got a chance of surviving and getting into the final. For that matter, I think Claudia and AJ are definitely the value to go at the 5-4 mark. Please rejoin us again next week when we take a look at the final. So hopefully we should have all the betting there between Danny, Louise and potentially Ori.
Leicester, the most feared team in the Premier League. Donald Trump was still a 4-1 shot to win the American presidency, and over 8 million people turned in to ITV to hopefully spot this year's X Factor winner. 4 months later, and we're down to the final three, and surprisingly enough, it's the 50-1 outsider at the start of the live shows, Sara Alto, who leads the way 8-15, followed by Matt Terry at 5-2, with the one remaining group, 5 After Midnight, your outsiders, at 5-1. So, Sara, home and host. It's difficult really to tell. It's been a really difficult show this year as a punter to sort of get your head round. Sometimes you think that the producers and the show are going off in a certain tangent and they change it the other way. And it's difficult to really get a handle on what, even now, what they're thinking. As far as Sara's concerned, she's had a dream run through in the last few weeks. She probably is the deserved favourite based on what we've seen the sort of last 3 or 4 weeks. As I said, though, time will tell if the producer only wants her in the final or if they think she's a genuine artist with a chance of being a big named star. The jury's probably still out with me over that. I think the fact that it's been a weak year as well, especially with the final three are concerned. And also remember, with foreign acts before, they've pushed, if you go back to maybe Andrea Faustini a couple of years ago, they gave him a dream run, but again pulled up the drawbridge and made sure that his chances were gone in the final. The difficult one is, though, if she doesn't win, who does? Matt Terry, long-term favourite, but now 5-2, second favourite, and a couple of lacklustre weeks behind him, in my opinion. Have they done this just to make the show close? Have they Is there any figures to suggest that Matt's was winning the public vote week after week? Probably not, because they came out last week and said that that a certain number of hacks had won the vote each week. So you kind of suggest it's probably still close. He has, though, failed to hit the heights early on in the series, and a couple of songs chosen for him this week don't really strike me as immediate vote winners. From a market point of view as well, he's been pretty friendless in the market this week as well. Five After Midnight, the final act. 5-1 outsiders does look big to me. Little Mix, the last group to win. And I think these three have improved as the show's gone on. The bottom two appearance a few weeks ago seems not to have done them any harm. So at 5-1, they're probably my bet of the series as we've got left. Here at William Hill, though, we've got a wide range of bets on the final. Straight forecast to go through. So if you fancy Sara Alto and Matt Terry to finish first and second in that order, it's 6-5. The reverse of that, Matt Terry to beat Sara Alto, is 3-1. Sara Alto to beat 5 After Midnight is also 3-1. The reverse of that again, 5 After Midnight to beat Sara Alto is 7-1. And then Matt Terry to beat 5 After Midnight is 10-1. 5 After Midnight and Matt Terry in that order is 25-1. We've got finishing positions. So we mentioned that Sara was favourite for to finish first at the 8-15. To finish second, Matt Terry is 5-4. Sara Alto is 15-8. And 5 After Midnight is 9-4. And then finally to finish third, so this will be for the elimination on over the weekend. 5 After Midnight are 4-6 favourites to go first. Matt Terry is 15-8, and Sara Alto is your outsider at 6-1. If you fancy a bet on X Factor and Strictly this weekend, we can offer the X Factor Strictly Enhanced Doubles, which see Sara Alto and Danny Mack 13-10, if you fancy both of those to win the shows. Sara Alto and Louise Redknapp is 4-1. Matt Terry and Danny Mack is 9-2. And 5 After Midnight and Danny Mack is 9-1. Going a little bit further down, Matt Terry and Louise Redknapp for the double is 10-1. Sara Alto and Claudia Fragapani is 16-1. 20-1, 5 After Midnight with Louise Redknapp. They're all on the William Hill page under TV specials. As always, we'll be betting in play on the final up to the final announcement, as well as the Strictly in play as well from 7 o'clock Saturday night.
You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.